We continue our learning Lili Nishmas, Dav Yabim and Achim Shem Nechaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We are in Ksuvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Now, just before we continue this Mishnah, just as a conclusion of the previous Mishnah, we spoke a lot about that Mitatale Diasme, the movable objects of Yisomim, are not Meshuba to pay back the Ksuva, a Balchov, etc. The Halach is not that way. And we mentioned this before. The language of the Ksuva is where the husband says, and I am Meshuba to pay back all Achrayis, to pay your Ksuva, Vafilu Min Glima Da Al Kaspoi. Even the shirt off my back. Now, shirt off your back is Mitatale. So that should not have a lien upon it to pay back the ksuva. The answer is yes. That became the halacha that everything that a husband owns, even a metatlan, are meshuba to pay back the ksuva. We begin Perek Tes Mishnah Dalid. There is a, generally speaking, when it comes to the laws of shvuos, a midoraisa person can't cause someone else to take a shvua unless he has a definitive claim against that other person. Not if there's a suffix. But the Chachamim required a shvua in certain cases, even if the plaintiff does not have a definitive claim, but he suspects someone of stealing. And you have this in Mishnah Yishvus in the seventh perek, and that includes shutfin, partners, recent sharecroppers, apotropists, administrators, and a wife who is doing business and working in the home and helping the husband with his business. And that's what the Mishnah is going to speak about. Hamoshives ishto chenvanis, a person who sets his wife up as a shopkeeper, o shemina apotropa, right? Or he's appointed her as an administrator over his funds. He has the right to cause, so she's involved in buying and selling in a store, or she's in doing transaction with his money, maybe his produce. He has the right to make her take an oath at any time. And that what? That she hasn't kept anything that belongs to him, and she's not keeping anything, she's not stealing. Now you'll say, hold on, he's not sure of this, yet he can oppose this just like as if this were a shvua d'oraisa. And not only that, and the Bar Tanura makes this point, shvua ke'en shel Torah, it's as if it's a shvua minat Torah, even though it's a shvua d'rabbanan, al tanas shema, not on a tanas bari, not on a definitive claim, but on a doubtful claim, nonetheless. He has the right to do that. And then the yachol legalgel aleha shelo asasa ona'a al pilcha v'alisasa. And then he has the right to add on what we call Gilgul Shvua, to now impose another oath. That's a Gilgul Shvua. You could roll another Shvua on someone. Once you have the right to make them swear on A, you have the right to make them swear on B. You didn't have the right to make them swear on B alone, exclusively, but once you allow them to, once they have to take a Shvua on A, you can make them take a Shvua on B. That's called Gilgul Shvua. That's derived from the laws of Sota. But anyway, so once that's true, he can say, okay, she may have cheated with him when spinning certain material, working with the dough, when the baking. So that's what the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama. So once again, ha'rezeh mashbia kolz man sheyirtzeh, and the Tanakhama assumes, as we'll see from Eliezer's comment, assumes that, and you can make a gilgul shvua on spinning as well and on the dough. Rabbi Eliezer, omer, afilu al pilcha, pilcha v'alisasa. He says, even without any giving her, making her take a shvua on any business transactions, he can impose a shvua regarding the spinning or the dough on the spindle and the dough as well. According to the Tanakhama, no, he can't give her that second shvua without the first. Why not? Because just to give the second shvua, the fact that she's baking and she's spinning wool, you can't, ain't Adam, we say a person can't live with someone, mikfifa, with a nachash, mikfifa, can't live with a snake, you know, in a basket together. She can't, to live like that, where the husband has no confidence in her administering things in the house, so that's, it doesn't work. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. So that's, but once we have this Takana Durabanan, you make her take a shvua because she's involved in the business affairs. So then you could add on even on what she's doing with the dough and on the spinning of the wool. Now, this halacha, the Gemara says, it is not only regarding a wife, but anyone who is in charge of managing. Why is someone's business transactions? Why is the Mishnah mentioned specifically a wife? So the answer, according to some, is because since a woman it has situations where she's going to swear regarding collecting the ksuva. You remember, she has to swear that she hasn't collected anything. So therefore, she's subject to an oath as well. So we speak about cases where she's going to take an oath as well. So we mention a woman, or maybe you would think that a woman can avoid this shvua by saying, you know what? What was the claim? I can't live with my husband like this if he's always going to make me swear. Maybe we'd have such a claim. The answer is not so. Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. Now, by way of introduction, we mentioned already that for the previous Mishnah, when it comes to a woman who's an administrator, an apotropos, and therefore the husband imposes his shvuah whenever he wants, you have situations where we speak about that a woman may have to take a shvuah when she comes to collect the ksuva. And we mentioned that in the previous Mishnah as well, which is maybe why we mentioned a woman specifically, even though the laws of Shua apply to anyone who is in charge of someone's business affairs. We also learn that an almana that comes to collect her ksuva from the Yorshim has to swear that she hasn't received any part of it as well. In Maseches Gittin, in Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel, we learn that Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin made a takana that an almana should not take a shvua, but rather take a neder. How do you take a neder? Shvua is usually on an action. I haven't collected. I swear I haven't collected. So how do you take a neder? Neder is on object. She says, yeyaser alai pri ploni im nehenesi miksuvasi klum. This is what the almana would say to the yorshim. This pri should be usher to me if I got any hana from my ksuv at all. That's another way of taking a neder, that she didn't get any hana. She didn't collect any part of the ksuv. And some hold that the same thing would be true regarding, by the way, a shavua of a woman as an apotropos. That a husband has the right to say no shvua, but I want a neder as well. So Amish is dealing with a case where someone was accepted upon himself a tanai to exempt his wife from a neder and a shvua. So how does that work? Kasavla, a husband wrote to his wife, and it could be the same thing if he said to her, neder ushvua ein li alayich. I exempt you. You don't have to take an eder or shvu that you haven't collected the ksuva whatever it is. Eino yachol lahashpia. So then it's too late. You can't impose any oath upon her. And this is true whether it's maso matan, business transactions, let's say she's a chenvanis or an apotropis, and not with respect to the ksuva. Because you said neder shvua, I don't need any neder shvua. That's regarding business transactions and regarding the ksuva. Aval mashbia, who has your sheha? But if he divorces her and then she dies, and her yorshim are demanding the ksuva from the husband, so he can be mashbia them shvuas yorshim, which is found in Shvuas Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and this is the language: Shvua shelo pakatanu ima b'shas misasa v'lo amralanu kodem lechein v'shelo matzanu ben shterosa. She didn't tell us anything when she died, and we didn't find anything amongst her shtaros sheshtar ksuva saparua, that the shtar of the ksuva was already paid. Nothing. We don't know anything about her being paid the ksuva already. We assume that the ksuva is not paid. That's a shvua that the husband, if the wife passed away, he divorced her and she died, and the Yerushim demanded the ksuva, so indeed, that is something that he can impose a shvua upon them. Veshaba'im b'rishusa, meaning, let's say she sold her ksuva to someone else, then was divorced, and then died, and the lukuchos, the ones who purchased the ksuva, or the rights of the ksuva, it's only rights, because it's only if the ksuva is going to be paid out, and the lukuchos come, the lukuchos, the buyers, the purchasers come to demand the ksuva, so they also have to take a shvua like the shvua of the inheritors that we have not received any part of the ksuva money just yet, and that's something that can be imposed upon them. Then what if the following? Let's say he wrote to her, a husband to the wife, neder shvua ein li alayich v'al yorshayich v'al abon b'rishusech. He exempts the shvua, not only the wife, but anyone who comes through her power, so to speak, mikocha, because of her. Eino yochol lahashbi alohi, v'lo yosheh, v'lo esabem b'rishusah. Very simple. He made it tonight that they're all exempt, so the Yorushim don't have to take a shvua, and then you collect the ksuva without it. And the anyone who comes, the lukuchos, let's say, who had bought from her ksuva, they don't have to take a shvua, and they can collect. Aval Yorushav mashbin osa, but the Yorushim of the husband have the right, if she becomes an almana now, and she wants her ksuva from the Yorushim habal, they can make her take a shvua, because they're not the ones who they're not mevater. They didn't forego her taking a shvua. Ves yorshev, ves habayim b'shusa. Meaning, if she was divorced and died, and then the husband died, and her yorshim are now coming to be tover her ksuva from the yorshi habal. The yorshi habal could be mashbia them the shvuas hayorshim. Then the Mishnah says, Neder, what if he wrote to her, Neder shvua ainli, velo li yorshai, velo laboim berushusi, not me, not my yorshim, not who come because of me, alayich val yorshayich, val boim berushusich, basically the husband says to his wife, anyone who comes, and not even my yorshim, anyone else, no one has the right to make you take a shvua. So then, Eino Yachol Lashbia, Lohu, Velo Yorushav, Velo Habayim Berushuso, not him, not his Yorushim, not who come because of him, the Yorushi Abal, Loho Sa, not her, Velo Yorusha, not her Yorushim, Velo Habayim Berushuso, because the Tanai has to be fulfilled.